Howdy, folks. Here we are, Tuesday, March 14th, and it's time for the Did You Know Show. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys. Hope you're having a great Tuesday so far. Noah, you want to kick us off today?
Sure. So this one's kind of another interesting. I know I say that every time, too, is this is interesting, but it is a pretty interesting one right here. So did you know that Rome had the largest residency record until 1800?
So like the most people? Like
the most people who lived there in Rome. Yeah. And they held that the record started back in 133 BC.
Wow.
So they held that record for 1900 years. I guess technically is
that's
what
crazy.
That is.
Until like 1800 something?
Until 1800. On the dot. Till 1800. So Tokyo is known as the world's largest by population right now. It's got 37 million residents. But before then, back in 133 BC, the first city to ever reach a million inhabitants was Rome. Everyday life at Rome was pretty big. It dictated on your wealth by a lot of means, especially in a city with that many people. But everybody had access to markets, and they were the first place to have like food vendors in the streets, so you could just go down the street and buy food off carts and do stuff like that. This was the first place who really had all of this due to the large population. Now, obviously, that population tapered off whenever the fall of Rome happened and all that, so it didn't last for very long, but they held that record for a million inhabitants all the way until 1800, when London became the world's largest city, had a million people, and then within 10 years, it grew to 6 million people.
Wow. That's a long, long time to have that record.
I mean, we think millions a lot of people, but we think of that, like nowadays, that's really not that much in this world. But they held that from 133 BC till 1800.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah. R.I.P. Rome.
Yeah. All right, so here's mine. So did you know that Bob Dylan claims he wrote his song Blowing in the Wind in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes, huh?
Yeah, which is pretty impressive stuff, if you ask me. So he said, the lyrics of one of the most famous songs of the Civil Rights era allegedly came to Bob Dylan very quickly. He said he was sitting at a cafe in New York City's Greenwich Village, and he was partly inspired by Dolores Dixon's rendition of the enslavement era protest song, No More Auction Block for Me. Fittingly, Dixon was the lead vocalist of the New World Singers, the first band to record Blowin' in the Wind, in 1962. The following year, Dylan performed the song himself on his sophomore album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Peter, Paul, and Mary then covered the track in front of 250,000 people at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in August of 1963. Both Dylan and Peter and Paul and Mary's versions of Blowin' in the Wind are now part of the Grammy Hall of Fame. But Bob Dylan, till this day, still claims that while he was sitting in that cafe in New York City, that he was able to write the song in just 10 minutes.
Just 10 minutes. I wonder if that's just lyrically.
Yeah, I wonder if and maybe he had like a chord progression in his head. But,
right.
Because I doubt he, like, if he was in a cafe, he wasn't
right, didn't
all
have the whole
together.
Thing together, but... Still, if he did had the chord progression and the lyrics all in 10 minutes, that's impressive. Lyrics in 10 minutes, if you're a good lyricist, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But to do the whole shebang.
Impressive stuff.
That's impressive. 10 minutes in a cafe.
Yeah. There you have it. All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Did You Know Show at 2:45 p.m. If it's your first time here in the Did You Know Show, we talk about random facts, useless history, stuff like that. Every day at 2:45 p.m., Monday through Friday. So tune in tomorrow and the rest of the week right here on KCHI.